Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. I do welcome you back. Dr. Scott, what your doctor won't tell you, how to get long-lasting relief from your headaches, your migraines, and your pain, despite your doctor's recommendations. Today's topic, one of our most popular over the past three seasons. What kind of a doctor do you really need to see to finally experience long-lasting relief? What kind of a therapist? What kind of a healthcare practitioner? What kind of specialist do you need to see? You know, the answer is eerily simple, yet at the same time, very profound. Something we've talked about extensively is so many of the concepts in healthcare are so simple, yet they're overlooked, not just by you and I, but by our doctors. Common sense has been lost. I hope not forever, but I fear so. How do we get long-lasting relief from our headaches or migraines? How do you get long-lasting relief from your ongoing pain when someone still has not been able to tell you what the real cause is? There is no way to get long-lasting relief from your headaches, from your migraines, from your pain, if you don't know what you're trying to fix in the first place. Let me ask you this. Is finding the cause of your symptoms really such a far-fetched idea? Is that really such a foreign concept to truly find what is causing your headaches? What is going on in your body right now that's resulting in ongoing migraines? What is going on inside of your body right now that's making that pain continue day in and day out, yet nobody has been able to tell you the reason? By the way, you and I know it certainly doesn't mean that you're not getting treatment, because as we've talked about in seasons past, everyone seems to be more than willing to sell you treatment, to sell you therapy, to sell you their products, to sell you their pills, to sell you their goods and services, whether it's addressing the cause of your problem or not. So, is it really such a far-fetched foreign concept to say, wait a minute, time out. Before we try something out and hope we're going to get some relief and hope we're going to guess right this time, wouldn't it certainly make sense to say, time out, let's figure out what it is that we're trying to fix in the first place? You know, watching the news in recent weeks, I keep hearing about the shortage of primary care physicians in this country and how this quote-unquote crisis is going to continue, maybe for the next couple of decades. So our solution is we need more people in medical school to become medical doctors to prescribe more drugs. And let me say this. I am not anti-medicine. Those of you that have known me and listened to me for some time will hear me say time and time again, I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-chiropractic. I'm not anti-therapy. I'm not anti-surgery. Nor am I in favor of any of those in all circumstances. I'm in favor of finding what's causing your problem and recommending the appropriate combination of specialties, all working together for your benefit to fix the problem once and for all. Once again, here comes that common sense topic. You know, I'm hoping that most of you that listen to the program will agree with me that it certainly makes more sense to find the cause of your problem, to pinpoint what is going on inside of your body that's resulting in your symptoms, rather than just try something else out. Try the next best medicine. Try the next best therapy. Try something alternative that normally you wouldn't have considered. Wouldn't it make more sense to find the cause of the problem and fix it once and for all? I hope you'll agree with me when we say this. But I'm afraid that I've got to disagree. I don't think the crisis in our healthcare system has little, if anything, to do with a shortage of primary care medical physicians. You see, in the United States of America, we have come to equate good health with not currently having any symptoms. So in other words, if I'm having headaches or migraines, and then I go a period of time without headaches and migraines, I've been cured. My condition has been resolved until it returns once again, until the medication wears off, until I quit going back to the chiropractor, until I stop going to the therapist. If the cause of the problem was really fixed in the first place, you shouldn't have to go back time and time again to get it fixed. And once again, I don't care if it's medical treatment, chiropractic treatment, therapy, surgery, injections. It doesn't matter. You still have to find the cause of the problem if you expect to get any long-lasting relief. You've heard me say it time and time again. I've probably said this more than anything else in over 20 years in private practice, and that is, if you don't know what's really causing your symptoms, it doesn't even matter what kind of treatment or therapy you want to try. Chances are, you're never going to get any long-lasting relief and really, truly live healthy and happy. And I don't mean live symptom-free. Once again, common sense will tell us that those that visit our practices, it doesn't matter if it's a medical practice, a chiropractic practice, or any other numerous specialties, people want to feel symptom-free. They don't want their headaches. They don't want their migraines. They don't want their pain. We know this. But rather than treating those symptoms like most healthcare providers do, let's focus on finding and fixing the true cause and not getting more doctors in our system to treat your symptoms. So do we really need more doctors in our healthcare system to prescribe more drugs? Is that the key to making America healthy? Is that the key to being more vital, to living a healthy and happy life, more drugs? And by the way, there are needs for medication and drugs. Fixing the cause of your headaches, your migraines, and your pain usually doesn't qualify. Those are purely symptom treatment modalities. Make you feel better for a while, if that. So here's my personal philosophy for those of you that want to hear it. Medication is fantastic for helping to treat your symptoms while the cause of your problem is being addressed. But here's the problem. We've forgotten about the fix the cause of the problem portion of that statement. That's the most important part. It's too easy to treat symptoms. Let's get people in the office, out of the office, give them something for their symptoms, because that's, after all, what you've come to expect, isn't it? That's what many of us have come to expect. We expect to go to our doctor's office and get something, get a prescription for our symptoms. So Let me tell you what I'm saying in essence. You and you alone are responsible for the decisions made when it comes to your health. You and you alone are responsible when it comes to decisions made regarding your child's health, what you're putting in your child's body. You are responsible, not your doctor, not your therapist, not your chiropractor. You are responsible. It's time for you to take responsibility. Like we said last week, if you are not willing to take that responsibility on right now, then when are you going to? Why not start today? So what I want to discuss today is, what kind of a doctor do you need to see then for your chronic headaches? What kind of a doctor do you need to see for your migraines? What kind of a doctor do you need to see for your pain, for your back pain, for your hip pain, for your knee pain, for your ankle pain, for your foot pain? What kind of doctor do you need to see? And the answer is, whatever combination of specialists are necessary to fix the true cause of your pain once and for all. Whatever combination of specialists is necessary to address the real true cause of your headaches. Whatever kind of specialists are necessary working together for your benefit to fix the cause of your migraines once and for all. Yes, it can be done. I'll tell you, day in and day out, people present to our office here in the Kansas City area with conditions that are incurable. The word is used all the time. There is nothing anyone can do to fix my problem. There is nothing anyone can do to fix my pain. There's nothing anyone can do to fix my migraines, my headaches, my numbness, my tingling. There's nothing that anyone can do. And I'm here to tell you, in many cases, that's just not the case. I understand that you feel like you've tried everything. I've felt that way myself. I've been there. When you feel like you've tried everything, hear me, chances are you probably haven't. But what you have tried is every option that's been given to you so far. That's what you have tried. So when you say, I've tried everything, what I'm really hearing is, I've tried everything that's been offered to me so far. But don't give up. Here's the challenge that we face. It's finding doctors, specialists, therapists, chiropractors. It's finding all of these specialists that are willing to work together to help give you an accurate diagnosis. And I don't mean migraine headaches. That is not a diagnosis. I don't mean pain. Pain is not a diagnosis. Those are regurgitations of your symptoms. Doctor, I've suffered with these terrible pains in my back for years. And your doctor says, I know what's wrong with you. You have back pain. That's what we've come to accept. That is what you have come to accept as the norm in our healthcare system. It makes no sense whatsoever. There is no logic behind that whatsoever. Yet, we have accepted that as the norm in our society, in our country, in our healthcare system. And let me make this clear. For the most part, in this country, we don't have a healthcare system. We do not have a system designed to find and fix the root cause of your problem once and for all and keep you healthy and happy for a lifetime. We have a system that's designed to treat your symptom with whatever drug, therapy, type of treatment is necessary until the next time you come back with the same problem and we can start all over again with something new. We have a symptom treatment system when it comes to pain, headaches, migraines. We do not have a healthcare system. Now, don't get me wrong. If I need to see a medical specialist, I want to see the best. If I need to see my family physician, I want the best family physician on the planet taking care of me. If I need to see my chiropractor for a spinal checkup, I want the best chiropractor I can find. I want the best dentist I can find. I want the best physical therapist. I want the best surgeon taking care of me. And you should want the same. But here's where the lines get blurred. It's when the business of healthcare and the politics of healthcare take over your doctor's decisions. So, what kind of a doctor do you need to see if you're suffering with ongoing headaches? You're just not sure. Nobody has been able to pinpoint what's really going on in your body that's resulting in these headaches. Trust me, there's a reason you're having headaches. There is a reason you're having ongoing pain. There is a reason you're having migraines. These conditions don't happen for no apparent reason. Look, just because your doctor hasn't been able to find the reason doesn't mean there's not a cause. Too many doctors and quote-unquote experts have told us there is no cure for your pain. You have chronic pain, you're going to have to live with it. You have migraines, there's nothing we can do to help you. You're going to have to manage those. You're going to have to treat your headaches because there's nothing we can do to get rid of those once and for all. And you know what? I believe they're telling you the truth. There isn't anything that they by themselves can probably do to fix the true cause of your problem once and for all. I agree with that. But it doesn't mean there isn't a fix for your problem. It just means that that one particular specialist doesn't have all the answers, doesn't have all of the puzzle pieces. Look, if you're trying to put a puzzle together and you're missing most of the pieces, doesn't it make it a lot more difficult to see what the whole picture is? So, it makes sense to gather as many puzzle pieces as possible. You can't put the puzzle together if you don't have the pieces. So if we can help you gather the pieces and assemble these pieces, by the way, not by ourselves, we want all of these experts working together because we can put the pieces together so much faster when we all work together. And this is the way our healthcare system should work. And this is the way our healthcare system certainly does not work. It is difficult, well, seemingly impossible sometimes, to get each of these specialists, your family doctor, your neurologist, your orthopedist, your chiropractor, your physical therapist, your acupuncturist, your naturopathic doctor. It is hard to get them to work together for your benefit. This is the fault in our healthcare system. This is the true crisis right here. It is not we need more providers to give us more drugs. That's not the crisis, but that's the crisis that we perceive, and here's the reason why. In our society, we have let skepticism turn into bias. Let me say that again. We have let skepticism turn into bias. So, I wrote a paper years ago, and I've discussed it briefly on the air before, the topic of what is a real doctor? What is a real doctor? Is your medical doctor a real doctor? Most people would say yes. That's the real true doctor, my medical doctor. What if you're a DO, a doctor of osteopathy, who many times practice medicine, maybe combined with a little bit of joint manipulation? Is a DO, is that a real doctor? What about a chiropractor? Is a chiropractor a real doctor? Or is that just someone who likes to pop your bones? What about a naturopathic doctor? What about a homeopathic doctor? Which of these are quote-unquote real doctors? And depending upon who you ask, you will certainly get different answers. But let me tell you from our surveys what the vast majority of Americans think. And that is, if you don't have the magic letters MD behind your name, master of drug dealer, I'm sorry, medical doctor behind your name, you are not a real doctor. And that to me is sick, sad thinking. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have great medical doctors. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, most of us feel that if we don't get drugs from our doctor, then it's not a real doctor. That's sick thinking. You are saying, if I can't have more drugs, I can't be healthy. That's sick, sad thinking. So by putting more chemicals in our bodies, by loading our bodies full of foreign chemicals, let's use the common sense rule again. Does that mean we're getting healthier by loading our body full of foreign chemicals? Common sense says that's bad for you. Ingesting foreign chemicals into your body is hazardous to your health. Yet, we've come to accept that as the definition of healthy. I've got my body so loaded full of drugs and chemicals, I can't feel my symptoms. That's not health. Get rid of that sick thinking. Let's think, get healthy and happy for a lifetime. Symptom-free, headache-free, migraine-free, pain-free, healthy and happy. By finding and fixing the true cause of the problem. Are you following me so far? Once again, I'm not asking you to agree with everything I say, but I'm presenting fact based on medical research. When I give you opinion, I'll tell you it's opinion. If we don't base our recommendations as doctors, chiropractors, therapists, if we don't base our recommendations on some kind of proven research and fact, it's just an opinion. And as they say, everybody's got an opinion. We've all got one, and unfortunately, they all probably differ. So how are you supposed to get honest recommendations for your condition if every type of doctor and therapist and specialist has a completely different opinion of what's going on? Once again, the simple answer is, what is proven fact in our research? Then we can make recommendations based on that research and what we know with certainty, rather than saying, well, I think this might be what's going on. Let's try this out and see how you do. Have you been there? Have you heard that before? I sure have. So let me ask you one more time. Is it really that far-fetched to think that finding the real true cause of your symptoms is the right thing to do? And if you agree that finding the real true cause of what you're feeling is the best course of action, then why are you accepting less than that? Only you can answer that. You are responsible for your decisions. It is my job to make my best, most honest recommendations for my patients based on what I know for sure. but it's up to my patients to make the decision that they feel is best for them or their family member. It's your doctor's job to make the best recommendations that they can based on proven objective fact. And it's up to you to make the right decision for your health. Use a little bit of common sense. Use a little bit of logic. In seasons past, I gave you two questions that you always need to ask. And it doesn't matter what kind of doctor, what kind of therapist, what kind of specialist you see. You must always ask these two questions and receive a satisfactory answer. Question number one. Doctor, do you know for sure what the real, true cause of my symptoms is? Do you know what's going on inside of my body that's resulting in these migraines? Do you, doctor, know what's going on inside of my body that's causing this pain to return time and time again? If that question isn't answered emphatically, absolutely, positively, yes, we know for sure what's going on in your body that's causing this problem, chances of you getting long-lasting relief are slim. If you don't know the real true cause of your symptoms, chances of getting long-lasting relief and living really, truly healthy and happy are slim. If you don't know what you're fixing, chances are you're never going to fix it. And question number two, if you are sure, if you are completely certain, and your doctor is sure and completely certain that we know exactly what is going on inside of your body that's causing you to feel these symptoms, the next question becomes, is the treatment your doctor is recommending addressing this true cause of your problem, or are they just giving you something to cover your symptoms or try it out and hope it works? Is the treatment you're getting really addressing the true cause of your headaches, your migraines, your pain? Or is it just a temporary cover-up at best? So keep these two weapons, these two questions in your arsenal, no matter what kind of doctor or healthcare specialist you see. Do you know with certainty what exactly is going on in my body that's causing me to feel this? And if you do, how is the treatment you're recommending going to help me fix this problem once and for all? You must have the answer to those before you can experience any significant long-lasting relief. If you don't fix the problem, it's still lurking in your body right now. You understand that? If you haven't found the cause of the problem and addressed it, it's still lurking in your body as we speak today. And chances are, it's going to rear its ugly head all over again, and we just have to hope and pray that permanent, irreversible damage isn't being done in the meantime. Don't take that chance. Don't take that chance with your health. You get one chance to do it right. Don't take that chance with your child's health. Don't leave that problem lurking in their body. Is it really that far-fetched of an idea to focus our healthcare system on pinpointing the real true cause of your problem and formulating a plan, whether that's one specialist or multiple specialists working together to fix the cause of the problem once and for all? Is that really too much to ask? When we put the business of healthcare and the politics of healthcare into the mix, it becomes difficult, if not impossible, for us to achieve this as Americans. We have a symptom treatment system. I read something on social media just the other day. It's not the first time I've seen it, and I'm sure many of you have seen it. Let me paraphrase. The pharmaceutical industry does not create cures. They create customers. By the way, I'm not saying I agree with that or disagree with that, and I'm not saying that you should agree or disagree with that, but I want you to digest that for just a moment. Drug companies are not helping us to find cures. They're helping to create ongoing customers. At what age did your children first have medication? Think back. At what age did your child first get medication? Whether that was something you gave them at home for a cold, for a flu, for an allergy, whether it was an immunization when they were born, when they got sick. Do you realize how early we start drugging our children? And in some states, they make it mandatory that you drug your children, that you put foreign chemicals inside of your child's body. In the United States of America, we start drugging our children from birth. We're getting them started early. The pharmaceutical industry isn't going anywhere because we support them from the day our children are born. Let me ask you something. Let me say this first. I'm not too radical. I'm not anti-medical, I'm not for or against any certain kind of treatment or therapy as long as it's proven in the research to be effective. I'm not for or against any certain kind of therapy or treatment. But you better be sure that I'm always in favor of one thing, and that is whatever you need to fix the cause of your problem and live healthy and happy once and for all. That's what I'm in favor of. Yet, the politics of our healthcare system have turned skepticism, which is healthy, into bias. If you don't have the letters MD and you don't give drugs, you're a quack, you're not a real doctor, don't go. That's what many of our doctors have taught us and continue to teach us today. Yet, if we just use the common sense rule, we would see that that is faulty. I firmly believe taking more drugs, injecting your kids with more drugs and immunizations and medications, it is not making your children healthier. We see it every day of the week. Children that have ear infections that occur not once, not twice, every single month. We have children that develop sinus infections, allergic reactions, asthmatic attacks. It doesn't happen once. It happens over and over and over and over. And it's not happening because your children need more drugs. That's not the cause of the problem. You don't have migraines because you need more drugs. That's not the cause. You don't have chronic headaches because you haven't found the right chemical to put in your body. That's not the cause. You don't have chronic pain because you haven't found the right medication. It's not the true cause. Hear me. Lack of drugs in your body is not the cause of your symptoms. So why don't we find the cause and address that? Yeah, it's a great philosophy, isn't it? But when you actually go to the doctor's office, especially in the medical community, it's difficult, if not impossible, to find. It's not impossible, but it's difficult to find and seemingly impossible at times. The crisis in our healthcare system is not a shortage of primary care medical doctors. It's a shortage of doctors that want to pinpoint the cause of your problem and address it once and for all by working together with the other specialists. not by involving the politics of the pharmaceutical industry, not by involving the business of healthcare. Everyone is more than happy to sell you their goods and services. I don't care what kind of a doctor, what kind of a specialist. It's easy, hear me, it's easy to find someone to treat your symptoms. That's not the problem. We don't have difficulty finding somebody to give us treatment, do we? But what we do have trouble finding is someone that can help us pinpoint the real, true cause once and for all. That's our crisis. That is the true crisis in this country, in other countries, but particularly the United States. Do we really need more symptom treatment specialists, more specialists to give you drugs for your symptoms, or do we need specialists that will help us pinpoint the cause of the problem and work together with other healthcare specialists to fix the cause of your symptoms once and for all? The lack of common sense is frightening to me. It is truly scary. And the scary part is not necessarily that it exists. This is nothing new. The scariest part is not that our healthcare system, our symptom care system, relies on pumping us full of chemicals and drugs to get us quote-unquote healthy. That's not the scariest part. The scariest part is that you've accepted that. You've accepted that for you and your children. That's the scariest part to me. So there have been some that call my views radical. These aren't radical views. My views are find the cause of your problem and then the appropriate combination of specialists working together to fix the cause of your problem. Why is that radical? To me, the radical thinking is drugging your kids, drugging yourself from the day you're born, thinking you're going to get healthier. That's radical to me. So I kind of want you to digest this a little bit. I want you to think about this over the next week. What kind of a doctor or specialist do you need to see after all? The answer is, rarely is there one type of treatment alone that will address the real true cause of your headaches, your migraines, and your pain once and for all. Let me say it again. Listen closely. Rarely is there one kind of treatment by itself that will address the real true cause of your symptoms once and for all. There isn't a certain kind of specialist in many cases that's able to fix the cause of your headaches, your migraines, your pain once and for all. It's the combination of specialties working together for your benefit once the cause of your headaches, once the cause of your migraines, once the cause of your pain has been determined with certainty. I had the privilege this morning of meeting three people for the first time who consulted me in my practice. And I tell them, let me tell you what we do best here in our practice. It's not giving you treatment and hoping you're going to get better. You can find that just about anywhere else. What we're best at here at Headache Relief at Last is helping you to find the real true cause of your headaches, your migraines, your pain, and then helping you put the pieces of the puzzle together, helping to determine what combination of specialties do you need in your specific case to address the cause of your symptoms once and for all. This is what we do best. Let's take a step back, and instead of saying, try this for your migraines, try this for your pain, try some of this for your headaches, let's take a step back and determine what is the real true cause of your symptoms that we need to fix in the first place. And then if we can determine this with certainty, if the true cause of your headaches, your migraines, and pain can be determined, then it's so much easier to recommend a course of action to address the cause of the problem once and for all. So let me summarize this brief broadcast today by saying this. Yes, indeed, our healthcare system is in crisis, but it's not the crisis that you hear about on the news. It's not the shortage of providers to give us more drugs. That's not the real crisis. The crisis is we've accepted a system that treats our symptoms primarily with the use of drugs, and we've accepted that as the norm, even though we haven't found what the real true cause of our symptoms is in the first place. What we need to do is use a little bit of common sense, a little bit of logic, and take control. Make yourself responsible for your decisions. And we need to demand more of our doctors. We need to say, you need to help me find what's really going on inside of my body that's causing this problem. Then we can work together to put a plan together to address the cause of my symptoms once and for all. That's how our healthcare system should work. Yet, once again, it doesn't. Please don't accept. Please do not accept less than you deserve. Do not accept trying something out and treating your symptoms as health care. It's not. It's symptom treatment alone. And you're leaving the real true cause of the problem lurking. It's not all right. Each and every week, I invite your questions. We had quite a few questions last week. Please send your questions to me personally via email to drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. We'll discuss anything that we're able to on the air. Let me ask you this. Has there ever been anything you wondered after listening to one of our radio podcasts? Something you really wanted to ask, something we needed to clarify, but you just haven't sent the question? Do it today. Send us your questions, your comments. This is about one thing and one thing only. And that is, I heard it. Those of you that listen to me every week said it. It's all about solutions. Nothing else really matters. As always, I appreciate your listenership. It's very humbling to hear your questions, your comments. Those of you that travel to the greater Kansas City area for consultation, I'm truly humbled. I thank you. You can always, always count on my best, most honest recommendations. Thank you for your listenership. Please join us again next week, noon central, blogtalkradio.com/onlineheadachedoc. Thanks for listening.